What?
Look at that old shirt. No?
Yeah, it's pretty old. I like it though. It's one of the cheap ones I have.
Gotcha.
It's rolling. Yeah.
Good. You ready, Alex? We're ready to begin. Let me introduce Coach Thompson. Coach. Thank you, Tom. Thank you for being here. We've got quite a few players that will be here later. I don't know if Tom told most of y'all they are in class now, and they'll be here 12:30, 1 o'clock. I think most of them will be here. But, again, thanks for being here. We obviously are extremely disappointed with our performance last Saturday night, especially in the first half. We felt like we were a very well-prepared team. We felt like we could go in there and compete. I felt like our team had been improving, especially coming off of an open date and some things that had happened, and we felt like we were in good shape going in there. What this team has got to learn that when something goes against them, when they get a break that goes against them, whether it in any phase of the game, whether it's offense, defense, kicking game, they've got to learn to respond in the right way. And we have not gotten that across to our players. And I feel that is a major step in building and getting this thing done the right way, that we've got to get that across to our players that, you know, you can't wait until the game gets out of hand until you decide to heck with everything and go play. We got to start the game out that way. Just go play. Let your instincts take over and go play. It's not practice, and don't go out there fearful of something negative going to happen. And we're going to work on that extremely hard. The next thing that I see with this football team is that from an inconsistent standpoint, It has been very disappointing that we have a hard time getting 11 guys to do the right thing at the right time, all at the same time. By that I mean whether you look at our offensive line and, you know, obviously our protection and our running game has not been what we need it to be. But those guys, you know, it's one guy here, one guy there. Our protection to break down with a guard one time, it'll be a back the next time, it'll be a quarterback the next time. We got to get all of those working together at the same time. Defensively, obviously our running game has got to be improved, and it's the same thing. We might miss a gap here, miss a gap there on the next play. It's not, you know, you don't look out there with this team, and I do see improvements. I don't look out there and see our team stepping back. I see our team just being so very inconsistent at the things that it takes to win and to beat good football teams. Southern Miss took advantage of every mistake that we made, and we've got to respond to that. When we get stripped and they run the football back, our defenses go out there and got to make a stand, or the score was only 7-0. Then we got to go back out there and we've got to convert. You know, we had 3 penalties. Somebody told me earlier today we're probably the least penalized team in the country. But the penalties that we get, the one offsides penalty, we have them stopped on a third down, then they take it down and get a touchdown off that, 14-0. Then we don't get the fake punt, which that was my call. We don't make the fake punt. We miss 3 tackles. And the guy gets in the end zone. And then our guys begin to respond a little bit. And there was a lot of frustration in this game. But, I told our team this yesterday. Our staff is this way. And this is the way it is and the way it's going to stay. We will not deviate. And one thing we're not going to do is panic. I think that's the worst thing any coach can do. I think that's the worst thing anybody could do. If we panicked and we get shook, then we start making poor, poor decisions. We're not going to lose our focus on what it takes to get this thing done. I have 100% confidence that we will get the thing done, and we're going to play better on Saturday. But if you start panicking in anything, I used the analogy yesterday with our team that if there's a fire and you've got some people in the fire and you panic, you don't get the people out of the fire. You better get your courage up and know that you're going to get burned, but you got to go in there and get them out of the fire. And that's where we are right now. We're going through the fire. And there is obviously with our team, with you, with the Pirate Nation, I don't shy from that there is suffering going on. Nobody's happy. Nobody likes it. But we are doing something about it, and we will continue to do something about it. We went out last night, and it was not a punishment. It was not anything to, it was just, we got to go out and get some things worked on. We went out last night, practiced in full gear for the first time all year long. You know, our guys were very, I think they got out a lot of frustration last night. There was a players only meeting after, and I have no idea what was said in that players only meeting, but I think that's a positive thing. I think it's something that needed to happen. We all have to step up. We've all got to take responsibility for whatever our role is, coaches, players, everybody, and that's where we are. We still, you know, have to get our guys coming, and I don't say this and certainly don't mean this or don't take this as any excuse, but we've got a young team, and we've got to get that young team to do exactly the right thing. We're past midseason. We're into the where it's later, but we've got to get these young guys doing the right things all the time, especially our young defensive line. We got to get those guys playing well. We are excited about an opportunity that comes around this weekend. We're excited about playing Army. We're excited about getting this taste out of us and moving forward. Army, when you watch Army on tape, when I watched them earlier in the season before they had won their last two games, and you could tell the difference in this team. I mean, they were playing sound. They're doing really good things, and as always, they're playing very hard. The way they've won their last two games, obviously they've outscored people, and which they did a lot last year. They scored a lot of points last year, but they gave up more. But the difference in this Army team and last year's Army team is what I see, because it's a lot of the same players. There's two reasons that I see it being different. One is they're gaining a lot of turnovers. They got 7 turnovers against Cincinnati. That's hard to overcome if you're Cincinnati. And that they've got an older team, an experienced team, and you know these guys will fight and keep going and stick to it. And it's like guys like Kevin Roach on our team, like Eric Butler on our team. These guys are playing well for us. These are older guys that as long as they stick to it, things are going to be okay. And with our team, as long as we stick to it, things are going to be okay. But stick to it. And that's the fight. That's the fight that we all have. That's the fight that I'm going to continue. And we are building. We will continue to build. We will not deviate. So looking forward to Army. Looking forward to a lot of military being in here. Looking forward to a Greenville Saturday afternoon. And looking forward to seeing us play our best. We need to play our best for 2 halves, 4 quarters, every snap, all the way around. And get 11 guys doing the right thing. Well, I've got a lot of respect for Bobby Ross. What he's doing daily, I have no idea about that, but here's a guy that's been in the NFL and has coached an awful long time and been very successful both in collegiately at a couple of places and in the NFL. So obviously, yeah, he has made a difference. And they're doing some different things. They have a lot of the same people as they had last year. Quarterback's back, Alexander, big receiver's back, and they're doing some good things. But so we just got to keep them from doing good things on Saturday. No, I don't think so, Bethany. I maybe not enough emotion early. You know, I felt like I really felt good going into this game. Our preparation, our work had been very good. But, you know, when we go out there, it seems like we play tentative. Like, you know, we hold back a little bit, and then we come out in the second half, and we said, to heck with it, let's go play. And I was really proud of our team in the second half. I mean, I thought we fought, and the Southern Miss didn't do anything differently, but our guys really fought in the second half. We got to do that in the first half. We can't get caught up in what the score is, and we can't get caught up in who we're playing. And I don't think that we were by any means intimidated by Southern Miss, but I think when they got things going, I think our guys looked at the scoreboard and said, you know, okay, here we are again. And until it got to be halftime or after halftime, I don't think we got over that. So we've got to play with a little more recklessness. I don't see this team doing that. It's hard to do sometimes on offense, but defensively, we got to play with some more recklessness. Throw our bodies around, you know, and you can get by with that on defense. I talk about 11 guys doing exactly the right thing. Hey, some guys sometimes do the wrong thing and make a play. We're doing the wrong thing and we're getting gashed. So, yes, sir. Well, I think our offensive line has gotten better. Now, when you look at the production of run game, passing game, but I don't think by keeping those guys in there, I see Eric Graham being a much better player. Eric Graham played his best game the other night. Hagan Mason is playing out of position at tackle, but he played better. I think our defense is playing with more confidence. Obviously, they threw 12 passes the other night, but I think we played better on defense. You know, we're playing with a little bit more, I guess it's confidence, but we're not playing with the aggressiveness that we've got to. We got so far behind, and they were just running the football at us the other night. It didn't matter what happened in third downs. So I see our defense being better in that way. Obviously, our kicking game, we've got to improve in our kicking game. But I'm not gonna judge this team on one win or the last loss. I'm not going to do that. I don't think we were disillusioned by the one win against Tulane, that we had everything corrected. And I'm not going to step back and say, hey, everything's gone to heck in a handbasket, you know, in with the loss to Southern Miss. We played poorly, but we are getting better. Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, I think a player has the responsibility to get himself ready. But we have the responsibility to give them all the tools, and whether it's a motivation or not, I'm not sure how much motivation happens right before a football game, but I think a guy has to be prepared, but I think a guy also has to get himself ready. Now, you just don't put that in the player's hands, but you give them an opportunity to do that. And we've talked about that as a coaching staff. I talked to the team about it last night, about some things that we made structure a little bit differently in terms of time. You know, you got to go out and play the game when the game starts. You know, you can jump off a building and you can get all excited in pregame and do a lot of things. I ain't seen anybody score any points in pregame or, you know, get an interception. You got to do it during the game. Excuse me? I don't think there's anything wrong with their mental attitude on the road. I think we've played three very good football teams on the road as much as anything else, and we have made some mistakes. You know, and when you do that against very good football teams, then that's what happens to you. But our team has handled their business. Our team has focused. We're just making too many mistakes on the road. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, Art did it. It was good to see Art do some things, and I think it energized our sidelines a little bit, and that shows you that Art has some leadership capabilities with this team. Our team voted him a captain last night, but we need Art to step up. You know, we need Art to get some production and get some more carries. We wanted to get him more carries in the second half, but we were trying to score points. And by doing that, we felt like we had to throw the football, and that put us in a tough position. I talk about our offensive line getting better, but that put us in a tough position when we got to drop back all the time. We sprint out, and we lose the football. So, But I was happy for Art, I was happy for our team, and expect that down the road. By the way, our three captains this week voted by our team, and were one was Desmond Robinson, who has really showed a lot of character. I mean, Des has been in a tough situation, but then was put in a tough situation on Saturday night, but has really responded with tremendous maturity, and I'm very, very proud of Desmond. Defensively is Jamar Flournoy, who is fighting through an injury and just kind of goes through practice, does what he can do, and then goes out there and throws his body around, and obviously Art Brown on offense. Well, we hit against Southern Miss. It was very, very poor. We never got in doable third downs. We weren't able to run any kind of blitz package or do anything on third downs because of our inadequacy on first downs. But if you go back and you look against Tulane, then they were less than 1 yard a carry on first downs. So, you know, that's the difference in playing good defense and not playing good defense. And we played pretty much the same defense on first downs. Southern Miss was in a two-back, so was Tulane. We're going to get a lot of the same thing from Army. So it's just getting in the right gaps and tackling. Our tackling was poor. You know, we end up being a step behind and reaching. We got to take an extra step and put our chest on them in tackling. That's why we went out in full gear last night, and we're going to do some different things out there in practice today. But it's very frustrating to look up and being second and four. That's a tough defense to call. You know, they're more of a pro style offense. They're getting the ball out of the quarterback's hand a lot quicker than they did last year. They're not having the turnovers in that way. And one of the backs had a 93 yarder against Cincinnati. You know, the fullback goes for 93 against Cincinnati. You know, and then they got another back that scores 5, you know, touchdowns in a game. But they're taking advantage of those turnovers. They're getting them down in the compete zone, or what most people call the red zone down there, and doing good things in their last two wins. So, you know, protecting the football. They protect it and they get it back. They're way, way up, almost double in turnover margin. We've got to be able to do that and then stop people when we do turn it over. But there, to get back, I don't know if I got away from your question. Their offense is a lot of two back, a lot of drop back pass, zone runs, some power runs in there, but nothing really that we have not seen or nothing fancy. But it's more of a ball control type thing. If that makes, does that answer your question? You know, somebody asked me that earlier. He's not a guy that. When you watch tape, that he jumps out at you. Both of their fullback and tailback look the same. I mean, in terms of just watching them on tape. But here's a guy that's gained some yards and scored a bunch of touchdowns now. So, you know, he kind of squirms out of some spots. He breaks some tackles. But he doesn't look to be the fastest guy, you know, that we've played all year long, or the biggest guy that we've played all year long, but he's been very, very productive. And what they ask him to do in getting the ball on the zone play, on the toss sweep, is getting it to him on the screen pass, and especially getting it to him down in the red zone, scoring some points. Stayed healthy. and here's a guy that, you know, we recruited Mark Robinson. He was a basketball player, talented football player. But in the back of our mind, we said, here's a guy, we need to let him live with John Grieco for a year, be in our offseason, and come on and be redshirted and come on and play. But here's a guy keeps getting better and better, and we need him in the defensive line, I think. And I said last week, we played 8 defensive linemen, 6 of them first-year guys. He's one of the first-year guys in that. He's going to be a whole lot better. But here's a guy that keeps trying, fights, knows what to do, and has been very competitive. He, along with Fred Hicks, There's another true freshman from almost the same area down in Florida that they're both the very same way. And these are going to be very, very good players. You know, they're having to play too early right now for them to be at their maximum. But they're competing, and that's we can win with these guys right now. Yes, sir. You know, I don't look at it like that. I mean, that's a good thing. I look at competing against Army. It's not me against Bobby Ross. It wasn't me against Jeff Bauer, you know, whatever. But, I mean, I have tremendous respect, obviously, for all coaches and for Bobby Ross and for the Army, for the whole Army program and everything that they stand for. But, you know, there's just some things you don't focus on, and that's not one of them. It'd be great to have him here. But we're going to do our best to win the football game, and I don't spend any time on that. Sorry. I don't think so. We didn't have any major injuries. We still got it. You know, this time of year, you got some banged up guys. Hopefully, we'll have Marvin back. He practiced last night. Should have everybody back. Chris Sellers only got 3 or 4 plays last week. Hopefully we'll have him back full time. So I hate to say this because I said it the last time and then we turn around and lose a lot. I think we'll be as healthy, you know, as we've been in a while without the guys that are out full time for the year. You know, that's a good question, Troy. I think that, you know, the same thing that we keep saying, that we are building, and there's no question about it, and we're not going to deviate from our plan, and we want people to stick by this football team. We understand frustration, we understand disappointment, but we are not going to back away from the things that it takes to build a championship program. And that's the daily things, the life lessons that we are teaching to 18, 19, 20, some 17, 20-year-old guys that they're having to fight through. And there is suffering. They're suffering with everybody. But, you know, to get to where we want to be, we have to go through this suffering period right now. I hope it ends soon. I am looking forward to that day, and it will end. And we're all going to be happy about it. We'll rejoice when that happens. But you know what? When it does happen, we're gonna keep working. Then also, we're gonna bear down in a different direction. But that's where we are. I do understand their frustration. We are too. But don't give in, because we're not gonna give up. Anybody else? Yeah. Well, obviously it didn't work very well, but I don't think it was what we did in the game, because we didn't make the, you know, we lined up in basically two fronts. When we got behind early so much, they just started running the ball. We lined up in an 8-man front and tried to stop them in their 2-back run. We lined up. It was probably the fewest calls in many, many, many years of any defense that I'd ever been associated with. But we didn't get the job done with that. Now, we have reduced our calls again this week. We have some new wrinkles to go along with that that plays off what we did last week, obviously. So, you know, and until you win, until you stop somebody, obviously that's not the good thing. But I don't look back and I don't say, hey, it was the calls. There are no great calls. There are no, you know, bad calls. Got to make plays. We've got to make plays, and guys got to keep getting in the right position, keep giving effort, keep working hard. We'll make plays with whatever, as long as we get 11 out there going hard. Anybody else? Thank you. Look forward to seeing you Saturday.
Some of the players that we'll see here, Josh Coughlin, tight end, is ready here in the back in the dark red shirt. We're expecting Zach Baker, Kevin Rose, and Cam Ross.